He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour after I take more calls, I'm getting more into the shadow government and who owns it. But just like Canadians and Australians have been taught to the tabloids that the royals are a joke, they're the owners, along with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others. They have run the biggest empires on earth. Of course they teach you that they don't have any power and just forget about them. Real wealth wants to just kind of sit back in the background. But the facts are, there's a woman on earth of all the dozens and dozens of commonwealths and semi-commonwealths who has total veto power. And her crown, her symbols are all over the highways in Canada, England. I've been to England. They shut down whole areas of London every day and major roads, saying the Queen has decided to shut down the roads today. The Queen has decided no outdoor advertising in England because she doesn't like looking at it. But then you're taught, oh, they're cute. They're funny. Okay? These people are criminals. I want to go to your phone calls. Got a bunch of other news coming up on the force relocation camp programs. Also, we have a Defense Department press release video where, oh, the National Guard's helping tear down crack houses as they just acclimate us to full military occupation. But right now, let's go to James in Michigan. James, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. What do you think of the transmission today?
Oh, that's great, man. Doing a good job, man. Keep it up. What I want to bring up, Alex, is I have a family member that is a Vietnam veteran, and he went to go see his doctor 2 weeks ago and found out that six doctors quit at the VA hospital in Battle Creek, Michigan, and found out that the government does not want to do any surgeries to people that need surgeries and just telling the doctors to medicate them.
So yes, no. This is eugenics, where you need a heart surgery or eye surgery, they give you pills. I mean, this is what Daschle said when he wrote the health care plan. This is what they're doing. I mean, I got Bill Gates saying, don't give people health care, let them die.
Right, this is ridiculous. I mean, I have a nephew that is in Afghanistan right now.
Sir, they have announced, again, mainstream New York Times, you name it, but they say how great it is. They're going to take the health insurance away from the vets. They have a contract with the government. If anybody should get their care taken care of, it's troops. But no, they're. Did you see where they stole the death benefits of 6 million veterans?
Oh yeah.
I mean, listen. We're wide open, man. They're running. It's mainstream news. The government puts uranium in drinking water, brother, to fry our testicles. And the average yuppie just laughs at that. They don't think it, I mean, they think it's funny.
It's ridiculous. I have a nephew that's in Afghanistan that just got a slight concussion from a car bomb. I mean, this is ridiculous over something that was planned and was, that's just bull. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on.
Well, they need that $500 billion a year in opium coming out of there. I mean, they need that smack, man. They need that money. You know who's always run the world opium monopoly? That's the Queen.
Right.
And that's mainline history. They run the smack. But the average yuppie just sticks their thumb in their mouth and sucks it, and so they're going to get hurt. Look, the globalists didn't used to mess with Americans because we were vicious and aggressive. Now we're a bunch of, you know, sports-addled idiots, and they go, look, we're dealing with a bunch of weaklings. Rape them hard. And they go, absolutely. I mean, the globalists rape everybody else because they have been cowed and enslaved. Now we're being cowed and enslaved, and they're going to hurt us bad.
It's ridiculous, Alex. I appreciate all you guys are doing, your crew. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. I'm passing the word out. I got people now avoiding Walmart. They're going to other places to shop now because of the video that I showed that you had about Walmart. They're boycotting them, and if we keep this up, they're going to go down.
Well, listen, it's us or them. I mean, these globalists, every time our government now declassified, they put Mao in, who killed 60 to 80 mil. I mean, look, the globalists want us dead. That's what Ted Turner was saying last week. That's what people don't get. I mean, I've got the London Guardian and the UN's own report how they're going to force relocate us. They'll do any. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The exact level of tyranny you will live under is what you put up with. Well, I'm done. I'm sane. People that aren't upset, they're insane. More of your calls coming up back in 60.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's a fact. The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas of Germany. I'm not bashing the German people. I'm part German myself. But the German royal family that runs England since George I and then his grandson, George III, who we fought, and that's not a conspiracy theory. We had a war with the British Empire. I know a lot of you think that's a conspiracy theory. But back in 1776, we had a seven-year war with them. There is British royalty. There is a private Federal Reserve. We are dealing with this group, and some people are laughing and think I'm joking right now, but a lot of the public does not know that there's even a British Empire. They don't even know that we had a war with England. They don't know where their capital of their state is, so I need to be clear about that with people. Coming up at the bottom of the hour after I take more calls, I'm going to get more into the shadow government and who the owners of the planet are and some incredible evidence of that and official UN documents, new ones, dealing with forced relocation programs and how they're openly on the Pentagon News Channel announcing how troops are running checkpoints, DUI checkpoints, quote, bulldozing crack houses in Dallas. This isn't for some unrest or big emergency having troops. This is getting us used to troops in our local communities, running our society, just like in a third world nation. I've been warning you about this for 15 years because I read the Rand Corporation documents on it that were public. Now we're here. So I'm going to break that down as well. But right now, let's go to Jim in Utah. Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'd like to give you a TSA update.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
In Carbon County, Utah, they're driving around in unmarked cars, walking around Walmart. They're not doing anything. They're just letting people sit like a beta test.
We have a Walmart statement today up on Prison Planet where they said TSA is going to help with shoplifters. And I saw Governor Ridge almost 8 years ago on C-SPAN say TSA will be on every street corner when they're done. And now I've got the newscast from Florida to Texas, from Massachusetts to New York to California, where they just are doing searches on the side of the road, grabbing people's genitals. This is the martial law takeover, and they're just going to incrementally do it. So where are you in Utah? Because I want to see video of this. I mean, we know the TSA has announced 800 Walmarts will have telescreens telling you to spy on fellow citizens, but the border stays wide open, creating fear, the perception that there are terrorists under every bush. As we go into financial implosion, this is the rollout of the paramilitary takeover. But I mean, tell me what you saw and the name of the town again in Utah.
It's Price, Utah. I live in East Carbon, Utah. And I had one of them big FEMA trains out at the bottom of my town.
Well, sir, your phone's a bit distorted. Spell the name of the town.
P-R-I-C-E, Utah.
Price.
Yes, sir.
And
just walking around, there was one.
And you've got federal quasi-police. They're not even real police. They're not sworn. People that have been trained in airports to stick their hands down your pants, to yell at you, to put you in radiation scanners, just totally out of control goons, are now, you have seen them driving around.
Yes, sir, I sure have. Can I plug my YouTube channel?
Yes, that's fine, but do you have video of this?
No, but I will get you video.
Okay. We will plug the YouTube channel. We will plug it because I want to go check it out. What have you seen in the Walmart?
Well, they just make their presence seen. They don't really have no contact with anybody, but they're getting people used to the idea of seeing them around.
So they're in uniform walking around in Walmart?
Yes, sir, black. Not all the time. I don't know if they're in Walmart, but they're in Carbon County, and they're driving around securing, I think, Savage Coal.
All right. Well, listen, I'll say this right now. $1,000 bounty. You post video to a YouTube channel, and then on the thing say, I'm the winner of the bounty, and Alex Jones is authorized to use this video. You post that to YouTube channel. You get $1,000, and I don't care if 10 people get it on video. In fact, the prizes go up to $10,000. I will give 10 people awards. Anybody gets me footage, because I already know they're going to do it. I already know they're doing it all over the country, but anybody gets me footage of TSA in Walmart, they get $1,000 a piece. The bounty's out there, because, again, this is all part of the acclimation. What was it like for you to see this, Jim?
Well, I kind of stopped and got in his way. Well, you know, so he would have to stop, and I just turned around and give him the eye.
All right, what's your YouTube channel? What's your YouTube channel?
I'm going to put that on my YouTube channel. It's Mr. Utah Freak. Next time I see him, I think we're driving Savage Coal trucks.
All right, God bless you. I appreciate your call. As crazy as that sounds, I've got Marines running checkpoints in California in the middle of the state with guns. I've got Homeland Security with the Defense Department, with regular Army in Tennessee running checkpoints. It's going on in Dallas. I got a Defense Department video of that coming up later in the broadcast. I mean, again, it isn't during a fire or during a riot. This is the full rollout in society, the threat fusion centers, the whole deal. And it's all about taking your bank accounts, folks, and your pension funds. Nothing to do with men in turbans who work for the CIA. Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the air.
So funny how Obama and the mainstream media completely ignored the findings of Obama's cancer panel, which advised President Obama to, quote, use the power of your office to remove the carcinogens and other toxins from our food, water, and air that needlessly increase health care costs, cripple our nation's productivity, and devastate American life.
And it's admitted in the sodium fluoride is lead, mercury, arsenic, and uranium. And it's mainstream that uranium's in our water. The government puts it in there. And the average yuppie's so brain damaged from the uranium, they can't even get upset.
Yeah, Obama's cancer panel went on to cite the most important actions for American people to take to avoid cancers. Number one, eat organic, non-toxic food and water. Number two, avoid BPA plastics. Number three, reduce your cell phone usage and time of calls. Number four, avoid high radiation CT scans. And they also went to criticize the U.S. military grounds for being a major source of toxin contamination.
And that's because there are good people in government, just like the former head of the Army's DU program, Dr. Rocky. 1996 wrote the manuals of how NEDU that troops breathe will kill them. May take 20 years, but it will kill them. Now they don't even have the military have any protection. They just let them die. And that's what I'm saying, Bobby. This government is completely run crazy. It's totally taken over by crooks at the top. Anything else, Bobby?
Yeah, while the mainstream media completely ignored the findings, the American Cancer Society came out and attacked the claim, calling them provocative and unbalanced. And,
well, that's because the American Cancer Society is funded by the Rockefellers, who on record developed the cancer viruses they put in the vaccines. That's why cancer's up over 3,000%. Appreciate the call. You're like, oh, they wouldn't do that. I've shown you the Rockefeller Foundation documents where they talk about adding chemicals to vaccines to sterilize you. How they talk about cancer viruses, and then they're constantly caught in the mainstream news, but back of the paper. Oh, the UN gave some more kids live polio. It killed them. Oh, the UN shot some more kids up with live syphilis. Oh, but let's trust our loving government. Do I have time to jam in one more call? I don't, do I? Let's talk to Karen in Arizona. You got about a minute 20. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi. I want to give you some information. About 6 months ago, our mayor was chosen to be coordinator of Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's how they circumvent regular government. They have 10 governors appointed outside in the 10 FEMA regions. They hire local operatives, just like in Red Dawn. They hire the mayor to spy on everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
And then also, when I went to the motor vehicle department 3 weeks ago, on their TV screens, if you have seen or heard anything unusual, please call Department of Homeland Security 800 number. And also, Sandra Day O'Connor is sitting in on the Ninth Circuit Court, advising the Ninth Circuit Court on this 1070.
Amazing. Yes, they Target's going to have them, not just Walmart. Everywhere will be government announcements, including your license plates. California's announced will be owned by the government, will be little TV screens that flash messages about how to tattle. So just right out of 1984 or The Running Man, just tattletale screens, report on your neighbors, report guns. You watch. They're going to prime the pump saying report on suspicious activity for a year, but they've already switched on the big billboards to report on guns. And then your neighbor sees a legal gun, calls the cops on you. I mean, folks, we're in trouble. God bless you, Karen. More calls coming up.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's incredible. We're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, you name it, with listeners saying there are billboards saying report suspicious activity to Homeland Security going up everywhere. There are troops running checkpoints and searching people, and we can find it all over local news. And none of it has to do with turbaned men. It's all about putting the control grid in place before the financial collapse. And remember, they were quietly getting ready for this long before they got rid of Glass-Steagall. We're going into bondage. And it's all illegitimate. It's fraudulent. I mean, I remember in 99, before that, 98, 97, 96, going to urban warfare drills, my mouth hanging open as Marines and Army trained to put Americans in camps and admitted they were training for gun confiscation. And I'll never forget that some media came out and said I had faked the Coronado troop ship landing in California. In Oakland, that I had faked the Marines, that I had a $25 million budget. Now we see that beta testing unfolding, and the troops are being abused. The troops are having their future destroyed. We're all in this together. We better wake up and realize what's happened. And liberals thought Bush was getting ready to take over, and conservatives think Obama's getting ready to take over. They already took over. They're just putting down the clamps. And now they're openly calling to censor talk radio and the internet. Openly. Don't you understand? This is real. It's so frustrating. I've read the Canadian law, the Australian law, and others. They are openly owned by the Queen of England. The citizens are subjects. They don't even know their parliament is a puppet parliament. Americans don't even know the Federal Reserve took over 97 years ago is owned by the Queen of England. She owns the Bank of England. She's one of the biggest donors, and that's one of the biggest donors of our Federal Reserve. I mean, it's so frustrating because the average adult male knows all about football, all about how to act tough in, you know, in public and stick their chest out and walk around acting powerful, but they don't know how to be free men. And I'm tired of it. I see these tough guys all over the street, man. I just want to punch them in the nose. It's kind of like in that movie They Live, where Rowdy Piper, you know, is beating a guy up trying to make him wear the sunglasses. It's like, put them on. See it. It's right there. You want to be a tough guy? Actually stand up for something real. They're like, I thought devil tattoos meant I was powerful. I thought watching the Cowboys meant I was a man. You've been taught that since you were a child. And again, I don't care if you have tattoos. The point is, you know what I'm talking about. I want to go to your phone calls. It's just so frustrating to watch our country going into hardcore bondage, to watch incredible crime going on, to watch these international banks take over country after country and brag how they're doing it here, and we know exactly their formula for doing it. But I want to tell a lot of you that stayed on the fence, that decided to, quote, be safe and stay out of all this, you are the ones that are going to allow them to win. And when you lose everything you've got, just remember that. Remember you were told who did it to you. They want you poor. They want you bankrupt. They want you under their control. This country has cancer. It's called the New World Order. Wake up and admit it before it's too late. Who's up next here of all these calls? Bill in Maryland, and then Jonathan, Nate, Alex, Bruce, Julio, and others. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the air.
Alex, your show is so successful now, it's just about impossible to call in. but I got a six-page document.
Yeah, it's so successful, I got Homeland Security following me around and writing hit reports on me. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay, because you got a million listeners standing next to you.
I know, I hear you. I just wish people knew how real this was.
Well, a lot of them have accepted the false paradigm, so until they accept that they're denying reality, that it's not going to click. But one of my family members came home Thursday with a six-page thing, and I was like, do you have to read that? Because I'm trying to get family affairs in order so people can have normal lives. And it's titled, The House Republican Pledge to America Came in Through the Credit Union. And I submitted to InfoWars Thursday, but I realize you get, like, tons of documents every day.
Now, I've seen Boehner's pledge. What about it?
Well, this is several pledges that came through the credit union, and it's worse than what you're saying, as it always is. It's freeze federal salaries and bonuses, other compensations, agencies for 3 years, freeze federal salaries, stop taxpayers subsidized union activities, $1.2 billion. And it follows up with recommendations from Obama's commission to raise the Social Security benefits and retirement from 67 to 69 and the basic entry level from 62 to 64. And like I said, it's six pages.
And again, they've got governor up in New Jersey cutting the road building, and people are like, oh, that's conservative. We owe 600, according to the Washington Post, of the 1.5 quadrillion, 600 trillion of that to these banks. We don't owe it. They could cut trillions of dollars. We don't owe just 14 trillion. It's 600 trillion the U.S. alone owes if we buy into these derivatives that the bankers, this inner group, says we owe. We don't owe it. They could get rid of all benefits, build no new roads, shut down all the schools, cut all of the death benefits for the troops they paid for, cut all the health care, get rid of all government spending, and you could never pay it back. That's my point, and this is what the bankers do. They come in, they bankrupt a country, you know, they finance big government, they then get all the debt from that through their fiat system, and then they come in and say, cut everything. This is in the IMF World Bank plans that got leaked in 2002 by BBC that we've been freaking out about for 8 years. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. The last chapter predicts all of this by 2010 because they said they would do it. And again, so now they're going to cut, which further kills the economy. I mean, I'm not for a planned economy. I'm not for socialism. But if you're going to have tens of trillions of tax money going someplace, it doesn't go offshore to banking families. If you do pay it to federal employees or state employees, at least they go get their hair done. They buy cars. They pay rent. They buy houses. But when you read the IMF World Bank plan, by cutting the spending that's actually on the country, that's meant to stall us even more. This is all written down by them. I've interviewed their Joseph Stiglitz, the former head of the World Bank, chief economist, Nobel Prize winner. This has all been planned. So again, nothing will fix the debt black hole except writing off the derivatives. Then, if they want to start slashing spending, there's a lot of corporate welfare, a lot of defense spending, a lot of other things we can cut. Get rid of the Department of Education. Sure, but if... Notice they're not getting rid of that. They're cutting everybody's pay, or they're freezing it while they raise the taxes. I mean, Bill, I laid this out because they've done it in every other country. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you, and I came here a number of years ago researching the FEMA camps, and then later came, you know, the missing organ stuff, and it sounds crazy, but if you look at the whole system like a car, and you know that you need these different parts for the vehicle to run, you realize that the car thieves are slowly moving into the country, stealing the pieces of the engine out of the country that keeps the country going, and it fits together when you put the different pieces together and you see what's wrong. But,
exactly, it's just like a corporate raider that goes in to blow out a company and sell it all off. And that's what they're doing, and there's no way out, and the Republicans are going to help them destroy the country with the Democrats. We'll be right back.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
That don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but I want to get back into the fact that foreign families and foreign banks own the private Federal Reserve, and they position themselves to destroy our economy so they can consolidate it. And, you know, even what I'm saying is true, which it all is and is publicly verifiable to anybody who takes 5 minutes to look, shouldn't I be upset? I mean, I can't enjoy Christmas parties. I can't do anything because I've known where all of this is going. And now it's all coming true. And I'm not like, oh, look, I'm right. Isn't that great? I'm like, this is horrible. I wish I was wrong. And I see all these grown men, and I just think more of them. I'm like, why aren't you fighting? Why aren't you speaking out? Why do you talk about the TV shows you watch all day, or the video games you play, or the sports you play? Don't you get it? People had to fight for the liberty you've got. And while you're under your bed afraid of brown-skinned men that wear turbans, you better wake up and understand the bankers fund those people, and they're taking over our nation. It's like Canadians. I've been on so much Canadian radio, and I'll bring up, they're like, oh, your conspiracy theories about a new world order. I'm like, well, here's Time Magazine, New York Times promoting world government. I go, well, what about 2 years ago? They suspended your parliament twice, and the Queen of England took control of it through the Governor General. And they just go, let's move on now. Because they can't deal with it. And I read, you can go read the minutes of it where the Queen of England takes over any country she wants. She is one of the biggest owners of our Federal Reserve, and I'm sick of it. Here's another New York Times. Canadian leader shuts down Parliament for a second time. A few months after that happened, they moved to throw him out of office again, which is what the Parliament can do, and the Queen came in and activated the Governor General again. And you look at the UN, you look at FEMA, we're under 10 governor generals. That's all official. They're putting the threat fusion centers in, the billboards are going up, the telescreens with feds giving you orders about spying are going in. I mean, this is dangerous. You're not going to sit on the sidelines and get out of this, folks. I know we're going to beat them long run, though, because there weren't people in Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia or Maoist China who had the type of media power that patriots have today, and they didn't have the history of liberty this country's had. We're going to beat this, but it's going to be rough. But you better know I'm sacrificing a lot to be right here on the front line. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, look at this one. Brigade Homeland. Do you guys have that Pentagon News Channel video clip ready? Yeah, get it ready. Thank you. Brigade Homeland tour starts October 1st. And they go on to admit they want 387,000 troops deployed in every U.S. city. Jesse Ventura's TV show aired Friday. And I gave him the government documents about forced relocation programs, how they stage oil spills and things to force people out. And here is a 2007 October article, Rebuild or Retreat, U.S. debates evacuation of Gulf coastline, and part of a U.S. government program, $40 billion program to force people out. And they're not letting most people on the Gulf Coast rebuild. That's all part of this FEMA takeover plan. There's the London Guardian report on that. Meanwhile, people are making jokes about Ventura's show covering this. When he got the Army Corps of Engineer head scientist to admit it. Here's another one. I've seen DynCorp, Halliburton, and others over and over again in mainstream news, congressional reports, running giant child kidnapping rings worldwide. Here's the Houston Press. WikiLeaks, Texas company helped pimp little boys to stoned Afghan cops. Again, you can't make this up. Here's another one. Bloomberg, Texas sued over sale of baby blood samples. I told folks nationwide to sue. My listeners sued in Austin, sued in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They won. I've had their lawyers on over the years, and they got the documents. The Pentagon's got a secret DNA database, but it's gone on for 39 years in every Western country. They take your blood secretly. They lie to you. It's illegal. I know I got long-term listeners. How long did you hear me cover that and give you all the docs? And then even when the media starts reporting on it, they whitewash it. Here's the UN Special Climate Program. This is the meeting they're having right now. Here's their official agenda. Page 6. The adoption, implementation of sustainable agriculture, that means shutting down your local farm or ranch, livestock production systems, the eradication of measures that encourage environmental degradation and the cause of GHG, greenhouse gases, emissions, the implementation of relocation programs for human settlements and infrastructure in high-risk areas, and the implementation of policies that create sustainability. That means feudalism, and as Ted Turner said, a post-industrial world with a one-child policy. And the West is already having, on average, 1.2 kids. We're dying. For every two parents, only 1.2 children. But they love it. They love it. And I could play hundreds of clips. I've got local news going, the Marines are running checkpoints looking for drunk drivers in California. Oh, the Army has arrested over 2,000 people for firearms and marijuana in this area of upstate New York. I've played that clip. Oh, the local Army ran checkpoints in Tennessee. The governor said don't do it, but they still did it. Then I had the state rep on. Shutting down whole highways. This isn't for if a meteorite crashes or a volcano blows up or a tsunami hits. They've got the Army in schools telling kids to spy on their parents. They've got them, quote, tearing down crack houses in Dallas. They've got them just acclimating you that troops are the new social workers, the TSA on the streets. Don't you get it? They want you to be trained to take their hands down your pants, to put you in a radiation scanner. They got caught lying about saving the images. It's really a 360 biometric scan for their cameras at hundreds of yards away. They can look right through your clothes and get your identity. Not only your retina or your fingerprint has a body measurement algorithm, so does your entire body. I mean, I've got all their documents. I told you 2 years ago the body scans were for a biometric scan because I knew the company made them. Then it came out 2 weeks ago in CNBC and the Wall Street Journal that it is a biometric scan. Just like they take your baby's blood at birth and lie to you and say it's for a blood test and it's really for a global DNA database sold to private companies, they tell you the body scans are for bombs. It's a body scan for the biometrics. Oh, I'm getting mad. And I haven't even gotten into all the news yet. I mean, that's what's so horrific about this. Get your fighting spirit back. Don't go yell and scream at a UT football game and feel manly. Get upset about freedom and not being a slave. Please, let's go ahead and play this clip. And this is how great it is that the National Guard is in Dallas brainwashing kids. The Army comes into this. Oh, we're tearing down a crack house. Why didn't the city do it? What is the National Guard doing? They're just training you. They're training the troops. It's normal. While they openly say those very troops will never get their health care paid for. See, remember that. Cops, troops, all of you. You're going to be nailed to the wall by this system. So keep living in denial. Because if this goes through, you're going to be judged so hard, I feel sorry for you. You're going to be judged by the decisions. All of you slack-jawed, giggling yuppies. All of you trendies. All you weak men out there who think this is funny. You and your families will be judged. Remember that. You will be judged by your own cowardice and letting this come in. Play the clip.
Here's your Pentagon Channel report.
The Texas National Guard is helping Dallas, Texas get rid of drug houses. The Guard's first assignment Thursday was one block away from an elementary school. The building, once a church, then a furniture store, more recently, police say, a drug den.
We don't know what kind of people are inside the building.
Who ships the narcotics here? Who grows the opium?
It could be anybody inside these buildings.
Yeah, so the Army's here.
Look out the window
when
I'm going home. I see people smoking and walking around with drugs and I think that.
During Katrina, they went to the richest neighborhoods and took their guns out of their houses. Remember that on ABC News? All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. We'll come back and finish up with that clip, take a few final calls, get to some other news, but I guess I shouldn't be upset.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
While Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, we chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Watching the liberty drain out of us like a decapitated pig. To watch our lifeblood pour out of us. To know history. To know the bondage of servitude. America has had it so good. So has the rest of the West. And we are, on average, a lot of soft, arrogant people. Myself included. I'm not on the high horse here. But you have been warned, ladies and gentlemen. No one can deny that the government and the mega corporations are waging war against all the other businesses and corporations and against our state governments and are bringing in criminal tyranny. We have a right and a duty to resist this. I do not want this to happen. Everybody I know, famous musicians, Hollywood people, doctors, lawyers, average folks, former NSA, CIA people, they're all saying, that's it, I'm leaving the country, or I'm hiding out, or I don't know what to do. I remember 4 years ago talking to one of the richest women in America, and she was moving out of the U.S., and she said, Alex, there will not be a United States soon. And I said, what does that mean? She said, the derivatives, they're going to destroy us greater than anything, and she's an insider. It's all fraud. This doesn't have to happen. I mean, folks, every other major economist, even 60 Minutes, says national unemployment, 22%. California's 30+. What does Schwarzenegger do? He puts in a carbon tax, a 20% tax on all industry. What's that going to do? They want to destroy it. It's so over the top, it doesn't have to happen. And I do hear local talk show hosts and national getting a little more hardcore. That isn't enough. You got to come out with it all. It's right there. Come on, people. I love this country. My family's been here since 1829. We got a family ranch. I don't want to leave the United States. There's nowhere to run. But more and more, I feel immoral even keeping my wife and children here. I mean, if it gets worse in the next year or so, I may have to get my wife and kids out of the country. But where are they going to go? And I won't be here all the time if I got to go visit them. I want to save the republic. And again, a lot of folks are waking up right now, but people have got to really face just how evil this system is. This is not America. This is not freedom. This is not good. And all of the inch-deep propaganda they put out to wrap all their evil and patriotism, folks better wake up. Jonathan in Kansas. I want to go to Jonathan, Nate, Alex, and Julio at least. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, Alex, I advise you to get a pen and paper because I have two guests who are experts on eugenics to suggest you get them on your show. They've written books on eugenics, and they're very knowledgeable.
Who are they?
I don't think you can. Okay, one of their names is Alan Hornblum. That is Alan Hornblum. He written two books about the Holmesburg prison in Philadelphia, which was under the direction of the University of Pennsylvania. They conducted tests with the Army and the CIA with dioxins.
They do that in East Texas at Huntsville. They torture them routinely, and that's mainstream news. They sew dioxin into their back. Hell, they shoot little kids up all the time. It's all part of their fun, killing kids. I mean, it's come out in the news shooting kids up with syphilis. But, okay, tell me the other author.
Her name is Harriet Washington, and she wrote the book Medical Apartheid, and that's where she talked about
I've read that book, yes.
Yeah, and she talked about how the Army would release plagues of mosquitoes on communities that would have yellow fever
and now
malaria.
Bill Gates says you don't want to take vaccines. Fine. He's going to release mosquitoes to give you a special love bite. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Yes, hardcore info. In fact, let's get Harriet Washington Medical Apartheid on. Let's write that down. Let's go. I mean, folks, we've got hundreds of eugenics books back here, written many of them by the government. I mean, these people are so evil, you can't even imagine it. And that's why we're so helpless. We're so cattle-like. I mean, anybody with children, I don't know how you're not fighting as hard as you can to expose these murderers. It comes out all the time. Oh, the government's putting uranium in the water in Texas and kept it secret. Oh, no big deal. Oh, the government shot some kids up with syphilis in Guatemala, but it doesn't matter. The government cares about me. I mean, what is your problem? How many times do you have to look at this? Radiating U.S. foster children to death. Public news. You suck your thumb. I don't care about that. They're going to be football game on tonight. Let's go ahead and talk to Nate in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to let you know I'm up here in Northern California fighting the same fight as you. So just hang in there with us. I'd like to elaborate, though, people not doing the research, and it's just they'll fight and they'll argue, but they won't even
do the research. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you you're lying. Look, Canadians tell me that the Queen can't shut down their parliament. She does it all the time.
Yeah, I was listening to a lady up locally, and she says she absolutely refuses to believe that the president, even Obama, would do 9/11 or an inside job, and I just have to yell at the radio, like, don't you even look at all the different operations that are out there that are declassified. Like
they have declassified over 2,000 examples of nerve gas in Project Shad and other operations murdering our own troops. They put our troops in chambers, tell them they're going to test something on them, and murder them. Murder them. Murder them. But still,
yeah, so
the public sucks the thumb.
Yeah, the people just need to wake up, and they are, so I'm happy about that. Hopefully it's not too late, but I wanted to let you know that you actually inspired me. You woke me up. You inspired me to start a local radio show here. That is, we've had 4 shows already, and we're getting a really good response. We had Michael Murphy, the director of What in the World Are They Spraying On, and we're having some good, we had Gerald Celente coming on, so.
That's awesome. Plug it. I mean, is it internet or is it local AM, FM?
It's local, but they can get online and listen also.
Okay, tell us the station. Tell us the station.
Excuse me?
Tell us the station.
It's KCNR1460.com, and it's just KCNR1460 AM.
And what's the name of your show?
Sovereign Minds.
Sovereign Minds. God bless you. Got to move. And anybody, local stations have big listenerships, but they want good weekend shows. If you got to go pay, get a sponsor, do it. And then if the show's popular, then you'll start getting paid. Everybody who loves liberty needs to get on air. And I'm sorry if I sound aggressive today. I'm really upset and just in a fighting mood. Love you, Nate. Alex in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm just sick and tired of it.
Oh, this is Alex. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm a freelance record reporter. You actually used one of the articles I wrote a couple years ago in your movie Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. You were just talking about it, where the Marines are doing illegal checkpoints out here in Southern California for DUI checkpoints. They had armed Marines on record, you know, searching people's cars and arresting some people out there. I wanted to talk about a couple articles real quick. Earlier last summer, they had an article in the LA Times. It was in NBC 4 LA, where they had Marines on duty working with the coroners, working with the LAPD gang task force units in different parts of the city.
Yeah, it's all part of acclimation that troops are going to be everywhere. Total takeover. It's official.
Also, too, just last week, December 3rd, on parts of the U.S. and border with Mexico, you talked about that as well. So it looks like they're openly announcing getting ready to, you know, oppose martial law, especially where in Mexico near the border.
And here's another one. We had to sue to get it. Judicial Watch did. 3 years ago, it's an end game that they would use the border crisis that they were about to engineer to merge the countries. Here it is. Canada negotiating perimeter security deal with the U.S., the Globe and Mail. Go ahead.
No, listen, Alex, I know you got almost out of time. I just want to tell you, I've been a freelance writer out here, and I'm mostly, you know, heavy metal punk, but your material that you've covered made me wake up. I finally have covered some really scary stories, including the one that was in the movie, and I want everyone to know out there to know that this is totally real. It might not be happening in every town, but it will be soon. They're openly announcing it in the news. I also want to talk really quickly about how in the LA Times they had a small paragraph last week about how there were some cops convicted of killing innocent civilians right after Katrina, and they just mentioned it in a paragraph like it was no big deal.
And we were told that by Charles from Louisiana, who was there the day it happened, where they would not allow people to go out over the bridges to safety. It was all a big beta test to test the takeover. Unbelievable. I appreciate your call. I apologize to Julio and others. We're just out of time. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. We had Rand Paul, Senator-elect, on Friday. We got big guests coming up this week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM that picks up the Sunday show or the weekday show, you can always listen at Infowars.com or watch the live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. This tyranny can't succeed if we stand up and say no to it. God bless you all. I love you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.